You can't help but be impressed by the widespread enthusiasm for entrepreneurship today. What started as pockets of largely government-funded research and development in the United States following World War II has bloomed into a global economic phenomenon. 30 years ago, entrepreneurs were a rare breed of iconoclast, the second wave of Silicon Valley, the first being semiconductor companies like Intel and National Semiconductor, thus the name Silicon Valley, was led by hippies in search of a personal technology utopia. Compared with today's sophisticated army of founders, equipped with glossy pitches and ambitions measured in billions, not just millions, those flower children were naive, wide-eyed idealists. And while Silicon Valley is still iconic, the entrepreneurial explosion is global. Stockholm, Berlin, Cambridge, London, Tel Aviv, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Beijing, Shanghai, and on and on. There is no monopoly on innovation. There is invention wherever there are smart people, and that is everywhere. Even the name Silicon Valley is a misnomer. What started in the orchards north of San Jose is now in full bloom up the bay in San Francisco, as well as in Oakland. But entrepreneurship is more than mere invention. It is the best practice for creating market value from innovation with limited resources. And while it is remarkable how quickly other places in the world are narrowing the gap between themselves and Silicon Valley, there is still an advantage to the incumbent. Is it venture capital? Yes, but. The but being that capital follows opportunity. It doesn't create it. As other places on the planet demonstrate monstrous financial successes, like Baidu and Alibaba, Skype and Spotify, investors will follow. Is it the attitude toward risk? Sort of. For more than 70 years, Silicon Valley has developed a constructive view of failure, realizing that success is not within anyone's control. Unless you failed for being dumb, lazy, or criminal, the Valley doesn't punish you for your business failures. To its great advantage, it puts your hard-earned experience back to work on the next big thing. Compare this with most other business cultures, where failure disqualifies you from future opportunities. Still, it's hard to argue that bold entrepreneurs in China, Israel, Sweden, and elsewhere aren't comfortable with the same daunting levels of risk. Is it the experienced talent? Yes, and. The and being that it's not simply that the best talent comes to Silicon Valley from all over the world to seek their fortunes. It's that successful talent stays in Silicon Valley and reinvests itself in each new generation of entrepreneurs. While a successful European entrepreneur may make a hasty retreat to the south of France, in Silicon Valley, the winners double down as angel investors, venture capitalists, board members, advisors, coaches, and mentors. If you walk into a Sand Hill Road venture capital office and see a gray-haired, lanky bloke in Birkenstocks sitting across the table from a young woman in jeans and an untucked shirt, chances are she's an entrepreneur getting a direct hit of wisdom from a mentor who has been down a similar path more than a few times before. He may already be wealthy enough not to care whether the meeting will turn into money, but he is intent on staying relevant by sharing hard-won lessons with a new generation of aspiring entrepreneurs. Have you ever felt like everyone else knows something they just aren't telling you? That no matter how close you get to the source of money, talent, and wisdom, you can't quite get through the door? The ability to help entrepreneurs accelerate past this stage of confusion is the Silicon Valley advantage. It's not the big things. It's the little things. The wealth of experience, the tricks of the trade. The wisdom shared by the winners, but somehow just out of reach of the contenders. That is why we wrote this book,